Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series, sponsored by Health IQ. Remember, Health IQ is an insurance agency that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and skiers get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/NOBS to support the show and learn more about the great, healthy, fitness-related life insurance quotes from Health IQ. Today's show is another great one in our Fitness Friday series. Our guest today is Fred Bartlett. Fred Bartlett is 85 years young. At 85, Fred Bartlett is a strong, vibrant, active guy. At 85, he's working full-time. He's one of the top litigators in the United States. He's a former Army Ranger. He lifts heavier and he skis faster. But while impressive, that's not why he's on our show today. Fred Bartlett has written a new book, Choosing the Strong Path. Choosing the Strong Path is a book about choosing health, choosing strength, of course, and choosing the strong path. And the book details how to overcome the most insidious health crisis in the world, sarcopenia, a muscle wasting and frailty disease.
Last week, I was skiing in Vail with my 58-year-old son, and I can honestly say it's one of the best 10 days of my entire life. My son quoted the great Warren Miller, who made the ski movies, who said, quote, "Die living. Most people live dying." At 85, I'm frequently setting lifetime personal records in the gym. Why is that? I decided 30 years ago I didn't want to squander 20 years of my life in the downward spiral of frailty as my dad had. I work full-time as a trial lawyer, trying billion-dollar jury cases. I'm skiing better, faster, more on edge than ever before in my 45 years of skiing. People ask me why I wrote this book. I want everyone to know what I've learned. I want everybody to die living, enjoying every day of their lives, living life to the hilt.
That, of course, is our guest today, author Fred Bartlett, talking to us via Skype. So please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Fred Bartlett. Well, Fred Bartlett, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I of course, have had the book Choosing the Strong Path, and I'm enjoying it. But I want to start off and just say, you know, it's obvious as we age, many of us become more sedentary, we become less active, we start to lose muscle mass and strength. And as a medical condition, sarcopenia describes this, but many people, I think, including doctors, may be unfamiliar with it. You've become an expert, and there's some urgency in kind of explaining some of this expertise. So let's start there, Fred. Why sarcopenia?
Well, frailty and aging, you talked about, it used to be considered when I grew up normal. You know, Aunt Nan and Uncle Dick were frail, and everybody was. The medical community, for the first time a year ago, called sarcopenia a disease. It's not normal. And the U.S. government now says it's one of the three or four worst diseases affecting the largest number of people and destroying their lives. Now, this will get you. The downward spiral of aging is so awful, that one of the top bioethicists, recognized as top in the whole country, Oxford, Harvard, the whole bit, has written a long piece where he says, life is so awful as you age that everybody ought to die at 75. After 75, life isn't worth living. And when I first read that, I'd been skiing Vail with my granddaughter, who's a dynamite skier. This is Ezekiel Emanuel, of course, the father of Obamacare. Hmm. And I sent him an email and say, Zeke, I just had one of the best days of my life. But that's how bad it is.
Well, let's talk about a remedy for this. What do we do? You know, and this brings up kind of the urgency subject, right?
Right. So if you're going to consider what's the remedy, you got to consider the cause. Believe it or not, our FDA today isn't sure what the cause is, but the medical world knows. The cause of sarcopenia is inactivity in our totally sedentary world. Average 60-year-old woman today doesn't get an hour of intense physical activity a year. So the cure is activity, but it's the right kind of activity. Believe it or not, the key isn't being skinny, isn't being losing weight. It's not even cardio. The key is strength. The only thing that's correlated with success in the last 20 to 25 years of your life is being in the top third of all people in strength. How do you get strength? Weight training. Weight training's the key. The strong path avoids the downward spiral of aging, avoids it totally, completely by weight training. And if I have one more second here, there's a side benefit that people are just learning about. And that is that, believe it or not, I want to get this quote right. World Health Organization says that 80% of the chronic diseases that kill us, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and 40% of all cancer would be prevented if the major risk factors were eliminated. And you know what they say? The primary cause of most of these chronic conditions that kill us is lack of sufficient daily physical activity. Almost nobody knows this. The word needs to get out there.
Absolutely. There's a mental component to this condition too, right, Fred? I mean, and so how do we make this mental shift to the strong path?
You know, that's interesting because we see some people, for example, women 55 to 70, they seem to get it immediately. But some of the people that just don't get it are successful men in their 60s and 70s. They can't make themselves do the hard work that it takes. So what do you do? How do you make the mental shift? First, education. What's the disease? How does it destroy most people's lives? And why is it a miracle cure, as United Kingdom Association of Medical Colleges say? They say that the cure is a miracle cure. Weightlifting is a miracle cure. Second, people have to understand that life is the most precious thing imaginable. You can lose money and get it back. You know, you can even lose friends and you can make new friends. But a day of life gone can never be recovered. It's precious, the only thing you don't get back. So what you have to do is understand the importance of it and then get your mind focused on start right now and never let go.
Hey, this is Paul. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with author Fred Bartlett and more of his fascinating story about health and fitness and overcoming disease and enjoying a more healthy, fit, and productive life. Speaking of health and fitness, as I mentioned, The Not Old Better Show is proudly sponsored by Health IQ. All the Not Old Better Show audience knows what a fitness fan I am with yoga, cardio, skiing, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. We've talked about it here a lot. With my love of fitness, I found a life insurance agency who loves fitness too and rewards those of us who exercise and lead healthy lifestyles with exclusive, special, and lower rates. Health IQ tells me that their customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. Health IQ can do that because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease compared to people who are inactive. Makes sense, right? Like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver. Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Trustpilot gives Health IQ a 9.6 out of 10 rating. Health IQ factors in low heart rate, BMI or body mass index, the body's percentage of fat, and gym membership, which helps with rates and qualifying. These are real advantages, according to Health IQ. Check out Health IQ's testimonials from USA Racquetball, US Master Swimming, American Trail Runners Association, and many others. They're really great. And check out the Health IQ quiz, which is eye-opening and really fun to do. That's healthiq.com/NOBS. Check out Health IQ at healthiq.com/NOBS for more details and mention the Not Old Better Show. Thanks. As I say, Fred, it is just a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so appreciative of you coming on the show today. I am 60. You're 85 and doing all this stuff. Is it just too late for me? What do I need to do to get started at age 60 with this?
Well, it's interesting because 60 there's no, it, the earlier you start, the better. But 60 is a perfect time, because in your 60s, the acceleration of the downward spiral becomes logarithmic, not just arithmetic. And the motor units to drive your muscles begin either dying or transforming to slow twitch motor units. So if you're 60, you can start immediately. It's a perfect time. You will find that you'll triple your strength in maybe 5 or 6 months, because it's the motor units come and get strong before the muscles start growing. So join a gym, start with a trainer, tell them what you want to do, and take off. But it's not too late. The literature urges people in their 70s and 80s to work hard to failure with weights. Nobody is saying, watch out, you might kill yourself. Now, you know, if you're not fit and you're in your 70s, you know, I would have a functional movement assessment done by a doctor. That's a 7-minute test. That everything you do in the ordinary course of life is tested to see where you're weak, and that would be a good place to start.
Tell us a little bit about a functional movement test. What does that really involve?
Well, it takes 7 minutes, and for example, you may sit in a chair, and then say, get out of the chair, but you can't push on the armrest. You have to cross your arms and solely with your legs, keeping your weight over your butt, stand up. You would be surprised how many people 60 can't do that. They may say, okay, walk across the room as fast as you can. And they can tell by the speed at which you cross the room, you know, things that might be wrong with you. It, surprisingly, these tests are given to all athletes at most colleges because they identify weaknesses, and that enables strength coaches to focus on weaknesses. But it's a good way, and it's kind of scary, because we all think, guys like you and me think we're great, and you take a test and you learn there's things you can be better at, like balance. You don't want to fall down. So you learn balance tricks and how to teach yourself balance and how to go up and downstairs properly and not catch a toe, all that kind of stuff.
In my research of you, I know you have a couple of things that you like to do when you're waiting for an elevator. You kind of shift to one foot. You kind of do a couple of other balance-related kind of things. Give us a couple of those tips that we can do, that we can take ourselves and start doing.
Well, whenever I wait for an elevator, I stand on one foot as long as I can. I try to close my eyes. All the golf pros say if you can stand on one foot for 30 seconds with your eyes closed, you've got great balance. When I go upstairs two at a time, not hanging onto the railing. You'd be surprised how hard that is. You know, some of these long airport deals next to the escalator, you go up there and it teaches you to lift your knees high. And, you know, when people fall and injure themselves and all that, they catch a toe. Skipping. If you watch an NBA basketball team or an NFL football team an hour before the game in the gym just warming up, they'll skip. Skipping teaches you, we used to do it as kids, get your knees high, get your lower foot high, so you're jumping with your lower foot and you're pulling with your upper foot. And, you know, go out to a high school track and try skipping for 50 yards. It's a great test. Anyway, there's more. You know what a BOSU ball is, BOSU? Stand on a BOSU ball, jump on one foot, jump off, jump back on, cross your legs, run in place, all that stuff. Gets your nervous system back in fit again, because all the muscles operate through motor units, the neurological system. And when you don't do these things, those motor units and your neurological system basically just forget how to do it. So you do it, and then you don't trip anymore, and you don't fall, and you get better at skiing. You know, skiing, our daughter was a ski racer, and I'd say, Katie, what do I do? She'd say, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Skiing, as you know, you were a racer. I was never a racer. She was a good racer. A slalom. It looks like you were a GS guy looking at that picture.
Yeah, yep.
And she was a
downhill.
You know, 5'2", real compact, a slalom racer. Now she's 46, two kids, no nanny, and got a six pack. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, Fred Bartlett, what an inspiration you are. The book, of course, is Choosing the Strong Path. It's excellent. I just encourage my audience to read this. This offers you a roadmap, really, Fred. Is that how you kind of describe choosing the strong path?
It's true, but we also want to keep this. This is a movement. We want to keep it going, so we have a website called strongpath.com. There's no advertising on it. We put all the latest research on there. We have coaches there, so you can say, Coach, how do I get started? How do I do this exercise? There's all kinds of the very, very, very latest research on how, you know, weight training keeps you, reduces your chance of getting Alzheimer's by 60%, for example. I could obviously talk for a week on this, but you get the idea. So you need to look at the book, and then to get caught up on the very recent stuff, you want to check the website. No advertising, no pop-ups, all hard data, okay?
All good stuff. And, you know, Fred Bartlett, thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks for your passion and your advice and your encouragement. We really appreciate it. Fred Bartlett, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. This is important stuff for everybody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take it easy.
You too. Thanks, Fred. Bye. To learn more about Fred Bartlett and choosing the strong path, please visit our website. Thanks to my guest today, Fred Bartlett, and thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to Health IQ. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.